Hi everyone, it's Faye again. I'm here with Leanne, who is taking part in day two of Essex Unite. Leanne, what have we been doing this morning? Can you tell people who are listening what we've been up to?
Talking a bit about communication to each other at a workplace.
So we're basically looking at like workplace skills, and there's quite a range of skills in the room, aren't there? People with lots of different experience. So we're looking at how we can best communicate and pull all those ranges of experience together for the workplace. Are you enjoying it so far?
Yes, I am, yeah.
You are? Okay, excellent. What have you done before in terms of work training and stuff?
Working in a nursery.
And is that the sort of thing you'd like to carry on doing, or do you want to go in a different direction?
Don't mind, either a nursery or somewhere else.
Somewhere else. And do you know where you've got your work placement yet? Do you know where you're going to be for the next 6 weeks? You don't.
No.
So you're looking forward to finding out?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, well, when you open that envelope, I'll come back over and chat to you, and we'll discuss your reflections when you find out.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
No worries.
Hi,
everyone. I'm back with Leanne, who's just opening her envelope about her work placement. So we're going to see where she's going to be heading for the next 6 weeks. Should we do some sort of drum roll?
Work placement is at
Gateway 97. Excellent.
Has a media coordinator.
Okay.
So Rachel, can you tell us a bit about what that job's going to be?
Yeah, Gateway 97.8 FM is based in the Eastgate shopping centre in Basildon, and I never knew they were there, but they're upstairs.
I think I know where they are because I've been past it a few times.
Okay,
they were elsewhere.
And they have a local radio station, and they obviously broadcast out of there, but they broadcast out of, they have placed in schools as well, in a couple of schools.
Yeah.
And they run on volunteers. There are a few people who, you know, who are paid. Some of the presenters and the business development, they're all paid. But they are fantastic people. They've won awards and all sorts of things because their volunteering is so good. And they nurture people and really bring people on so much. And so the lady you're going to be working with is called Chris, and she's like everybody's mum. You know, one of those people who's just so lovely, and she's, you know, nothing's going to be a problem for her. And she said if you didn't know, if you weren't sure how to get to them, she'd meet you wherever you needed, maybe at the bus station. And
sounds like you've got a pretty good deal going on there.
And you can, she's happy to talk about what sort of hours you want to work, you know, as long as you're there full time. She can be flexible with the hours that you work as well. So.
Excellent.
I'm quite excited about it.
Yeah, I can tell. So what sort of role is Leanne going to be doing? Do you know what sort of things, or is she going to be doing a bit of everything?
A bit of everything you're going to be doing. They're really flexible. That's what I really love about these guys. They're really flexible, and they're going to just let you do as much as you think you can do. So they wouldn't put you in a situation where you couldn't cope or you thought you were doing too much, but they do all sorts of stuff. Like they... they review games, and they have people who just play computer games and then review them.
I like computer games.
Yeah, for the radio station.
Maybe you should be going for that bit then. That sounds ideal.
They have somebody who reviews films as well. So there's, you know, there's absolutely all sorts you can do there. Yeah. But what you'll do is you'll, when you go tomorrow, because everybody's going to go tomorrow and see them, have a chat to Chris. Have a talk about the things you like, and she can talk to you about the things that she thinks will fit with what you want.
Oh,
and then you can just pretty much go for it.
Thank you very much for sharing that with us. I'm really excited for you.
We'll
catch up with you tomorrow when you've been visited to see what your first impressions were. Okay?
Yep.
Excellent.
Okay.